హలో ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ టు వీ స్కూల్ వన్స్ అగైన్. ఆఫ్టర్ కవరింగ్ మరీన్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 10, ఫైర్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 11, నౌ వీ విల్ నో మోర్ డీటెయిల్స్ అబౌట్ మోటార్ వెహికల్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్. అండ్ వెన్ వీ టాక్ అబౌట్ మోటార్ వెహికల్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్, దేర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ మ్యాండేటరీ రిక్వైర్మెంట్స్ టు బి కంప్లైడ్ విత్ by the owner of the vehicle. So in addition to that, if the vehicle owner wants to have some more coverage, he can also have. So that will give us a complete idea about what sort of motor vehicle insurance should be bought, both mandatory as well as optional, by a vehicle owner. The objective of this chapter is to understand the need for buying an automobile insurance and the procedure for claiming losses due to a motor accident, which is very important. Motor vehicle insurance, as we saw in the previous chapters, is an insurance purchase for cars, trucks, motor vehicles and other road vehicles. Motor insurance policy is not only essential for the motor owner to cover the loss due to accidental damage to motor vehicle and its accessories, but it is also important to cover the third party liability for any damage to property and death or injuries to third person. When we are talking about the third person, it is someone other than the owner of the vehicle. So this is where the mandatory requirements come in. Motor insurance policy also covers death or injury to the insured. So in addition to third party, it can also cover death or injury to the insured itself, that is the vehicle owner or the driver of the vehicle itself, provided such type of cover is bought by the vehicle owner from the insurance company. As per IRDA annual report 2019, motor insurance business has the largest share among the general insurance business, and this largest share is as large as 36.5% in general insurance segment in India. This is as on the basis of 2019 numbers. So motor insurance carries a very important business mix when it comes to general insurance or non-life insurance. The importance of motor vehicle insurance is tremendous, because motor vehicle insurance is compulsory for all new as well as old vehicles in India. If you ply any vehicle on any road in India, motor insurance is mandatory. Insurance is also compulsory for two-wheeler vehicles and all types of vehicles running at public places. So this public place is a very important decision factor, and that mandates the motor vehicle insurance compulsion for both new and old vehicles, whether it is used for individual purpose or it is used for commercial purpose. Motor vehicle insurance is compulsory. Now, driving a motor vehicle without an insurance cover is an offense under Motor Vehicles Act 2019. A motor vehicle owner driving a vehicle in public place is required to have a motor insurance cover against third party risk. Also, if a vehicle is carrying dangerous or hazardous goods, then another requirement has to be complied under Public Liability Insurance Act 1991. This holder vehicle owner has to buy a specific policy which covers the danger of hazardous goods also. Now, why should one buy a motor vehicle insurance? The motor vehicle insurance should be bought in the name of the vehicle owner. That is, we come to know who should buy. Why we have seen in the previous slides, now we see who should buy. The motor vehicle insurance should be bought in the name of the vehicle owner as registered with the regional transport authority. Whoever buys a vehicle, his name is registered with the regional transport authority, and that person has to be buying the motor vehicle insurance policy. So this brings out a very clarity as to who has to buy. Add-on covers can be bought in the name of the person who will drive the car, because it is not necessary that a vehicle owner may drive. He may hire a driver, but in that case, he has to buy an add-on cover in the name of the person who will drive the car, that is other than the vehicle owner. A certificate of insurance needs to be issued by the insurer as per the provisions of Central Motor Vehicle Rules 1989. This establishes the fact that a motor vehicle has been insured on the basis of certificate of insurance issued by the insurer, and that too as per the provisions of Central Motor Vehicle Rules 1989. An insured vehicle owner should also keep pollution under control certificate, driving license copy, while registration certificate along with motor insurance policy and certificate of insurance. So these are the mandatory documents that any vehicle owner or a person who is driving the vehicle should carry, in addition to his registration certificate of registration, the pollution under control, the driving license copy, vehicle registration certificate should be kept while driving the vehicle. The motor insurance cover must be bought only from an authorized insurer, because you will find so many people opening shops and posing themselves as an insurance or agent or a insurer. But the point is, only those who are authorized by IRDA are the authorized insurer, and motor insurance must be bought only from an authorized insurer. Authorized insurer means authorized by IRDA. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority has formulated guidelines for motor insurance, which has to be strictly followed by all the general insurance companies. Now, what are the guidelines for motor vehicle insurance? Motor Vehicle Amendment Act 2019 states that the motor insurance policy should insure the person against any liability which may be incurred by him in respect of the death or the bodily injury to any person, including the owner of the goods or his authorized representatives, carried in the motor vehicle, or damage to any property of a third party caused by arising out of the use of the motor vehicle in a public place, and against the death of or bodily injury to any passenger of a transport vehicle caused by or arising out of the use of the motor vehicle in a public place. So this is a very important guideline to be followed for motor vehicle insurance. The central government shall prescribe a base premium. So it would be a very fair game. The central government shall prescribe a base premium and the liability of an insurer in relation to such premium for an insurance policy for the purposes of third-party insurance related to either the death of a person or grievous hurt to a person. And obviously, this would be in consultation with IRDA, the main regulator for insurance. The central government, in consultation with Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, will prescribe a base premium and the liability of an insurer especially in relation to premium of an insurance policy for the purpose of a third party insurance relating to both death or bodily injury. Now let us go into more details about what is a certificate of insurance. The Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019 states that a certificate of insurance means a certificate issued by the authorized insurer in pursuance of Section 147 and includes a cover note also. So generally a cover note is issued first before the insurance policy. So this is what is the description about certificate of insurance as per the Motor Vehicles Amendment Act. Next, mandatory third-party insurance. As we have said, there is a mandate buy a third party insurance, especially in case of a person who is having a vehicle and that too is flying on a public place. An insured who is considered as the first party should buy an insurance from the insurer who is considered the second party to protect the insured from any claims of any person considered as third party. So this establishes the fact who is the first party, who is the second party, and who is the third party. The third party can claim compensation from the insurer of the insured if the insured has caused damage to the third party vehicle or injury to third party with the insured vehicle. So this is very much established that the third party wouldn't have to suffer a loss for his vehicle or even for some injury or even in case of a death, there would be a insurance cover already bought in the name of third party, so that the compensation would be provided to the third party without any delay. Every owner of the motor vehicle is mandated to buy a third party insurance from again authorized insurer under the Motor Vehicles Act 1988 as amended with Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019. Now, what is the coverage of motor insurance? Motor insurance is mandated for all types of vehicles that run on the public places, irrespective of whether they are old or new. So both old and new vehicles have to get motor insurance, and whether they are used for personal or commercial purpose, that has nothing to do. Whether old or new, whether it's used for personal or commercial purpose, a motor insurance is mandated for all types of vehicles that run on public places. Motor insurance covers all type of vehicles plying on public places, and this includes the two-wheelers and the motorcycles. This includes the private cars. This includes all type of commercial vehicles, whether they are goods carrying or passenger carrying, whether they are bus, a rickshaw or a taxi, whether they are miscellaneous type of vehicles, it can be a crane, it can be an ambulance, it can be a publicity van, vehicles in showroom and garages. So all types of vehicles will require a motor insurance coverage. How do we arrive at the sum insured? The sum insured for a motor vehicle owner is based on the insured declared value. We call it as IDV. The insured declared value of the vehicle is based on the basis of manufacturer's listed selling price of the brand and model at the commencement of the insurance or renewal. The IDV also adjusts the depreciation value as prescribed in the IRDA regulation. So IDA is a very important term basis on which the sum insured can be arrived at. The sum assured can also cover various other risks like personal accident cover for the owner, personal accident to persons traveling in the vehicle, compensation to the driver as per the Workmen's Compensation Act, over and above the mandatory cover. So these different provisions can be included in the motor insurance policy. What type of risks are covered by the motor insurance policy? The motor insurance policy generally covers damages to the motor vehicle due to certain perils such as fire, explosion, self-ignition, lightning, riot and strike, earthquake, flood, storm, cyclone, hurricane, tempest, inundation, hailstorm, frost. It can also cover risk because of malicious act, as well as theft of car and burglary while in transit, by rail, road, inland waterways, lift, elevator or air, by landslide or rock slide, or any acts of terrorism. However, there can be certain exclusions in the motor insurance policy, and such exclusions can be because of electrical or mechanical breakdowns, the driving without license, driving under influence of intoxication, accidents outside the places mentioned in the policy, vehicles used for illegal purposes, as well as the natural wear and tear of the vehicle. So these two slides clearly establishes what type of inclusions, what type of exclusions can happen in a motor insurance policy. Now let us understand what are the different types of motor insurance. Motor insurance policies can be used in various forms based on the statutory requirements and as per the requirements of the owner of the vehicle. Motor insurance policy on statutory basis are liability only policy as well as own damage policy. When we talk about liability only policy, it is mandated under the Motor Vehicles Act 1988 as amended with Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019. The liability only policy covers vehicle owner's liability towards third party, and it covers compensation for damage to third party's property, permanent injury and or death of the third party. Liability only policy does not cover damage to the owner's vehicle, permanent injury and or death of the owner vehicle, and hence the owner of the vehicle has to buy another policy, which we call it as own damage motor insurance policy. So these two policies are very clear as to what type of coverage. The first one, the liability only policy, is mandated However, to take care, to protect the owner himself, he also needs to buy an own damage motor insurance policy. Own damage motor insurance policy is required to protect the vehicle owner's asset, an injury, or even untimely death due to an accident. In this policy, loss or damage to the car due to various perils will be as listed in the previous slide, as well as the exclusions will also be applicable. Now, let us look about the own damage motor insurance policy. The insurer will also include exclusions as mentioned in our previous slides. In addition to own damage vehicle cover, the vehicle owner should also buy a personal accident cover for himself while driving the car or vehicle, as well as the regular passengers, because the passengers who will be his near and dear ones who will be traveling with him regularly, an insurance cover will provide safety to them also. The personal accident cover should cover hospitalization expenses, compensation for permanent disability, and or death due to a car accident also. But if someone wants to buy both liability as well as own damage, then he has an excellent option in buying a comprehensive motor insurance policy which covers the liability only as well as own damage. If the vehicle owner does not want to buy two different policies, then he can buy one comprehensive motor insurance policy which covers the liability only provisions as well as the own damage. The comprehensive motor insurance policy covers some additional features over and above the liability only and own damage provisions, such as a sudden break of windshield, something like a tree falling on the car, or even cars swallowed by hidden rivers, etc. Because during monsoons or whenever such things we observe, some news reports, so such incidents can also be covered under the comprehensive motor insurance policy. Additional covers can also be bought by paying additional premium. So based on what requirement the vehicle owner has, he can accordingly get the customized motor insurance policy. But obviously, when he wants some additional covers, he will have to pay additional premium. What is the period of motor insurance policy? Like most of the general insurance policies, a motor insurance policy is also issued for a period of 12 months. These policies can be further renewed before the due date for another period of 12 months. One has to keep it live, so it is better to renew before the expiry of the policy. Grace period is generally not offered. Grace period is offered mostly in case of life insurance policy. A cover note, as we referred, is issued before the policy is issued. A cover note is issued by the insurer before the issuance of motor insurance policy and after receiving the duly filled proposal from the prospect with the payment of premium. The certificate of insurance is issued after the issuance of cover note. So cover note is just a preliminary acceptance about receipt of proposal and the premium. After following the procedural aspect, the certificate of insurance is issued. Cover notes has to be issued in Form 52 in terms of the Central Motor Vehicle Rules 1989. Now, how is the premium on motor insurance policy determined? The rate of premium of a motor insurance policy is based on various factors and statistical methods of the insurer, such as the make and model of the vehicle, the year of manufacture, the place of registration, the current showroom price of the vehicle, the whether the client is individual or corporate, the cubic capacity of the vehicle, the IDV, the add-on covers, and these are the different factors based on which the premium is determined. In case of own damage motor vehicle policy, the premium rates are determined by the insurer based on the IRDA guidelines. The premium in such case is based on important factors such as the discount to be offered, the profit to be loaded, the agency commission, the loss expenses on administration and management, the margin for reserves, past claims and no claims bonus to be offered, over and above the factors mentioned above. So all these factors would be considered before determining the final premium. In case of third party liability only motor insurance policy, as we saw, the premium rates are laid down by IRDA. What are the documents to be kept while plying in public cases in the motor vehicle? We have seen that in the previous slides also. Now here we will see very specifically, such as the certificate of insurance, the registration certificate, the pollution under control certificate, and the driving license of the person who is driving the vehicle. These are important documents to be kept in the vehicle while flying in public places. How do one file or lodge a motor insurance claim? What is the procedure for lodging a motor insurance claim? A motor insurance claim has to be made by following the correct procedure, and the claim has to be lodged with the insurer within the prescribed timeline. And hence the insured should read the policy document and get himself familiar with what is the procedure, what are the documents to be submitted, what is the timeline within which the claim has to be lodged. A motor insurance claim can arise in three ways. It can be a third party claim, it can be a damage to the insurer's vehicle, it can be a theft of the insured's vehicle. Let us see these three different types of claims one by one. Let us see first the procedure for lodging a third party claim. The first and the foremost thing that has to be done by the insured is to intimate the insurer about the accident. Along with the insurer, he also need to intimate the police. Victims of the accident can get speedy remedy from Motor Accidents Claim Tribunal. This is a new happening where the speedy development, speedy remedy can happen, and victim can file a complaint with the MACT, popularly known as the Motor Accident Claim Tribunal. Then submit a claim form along with all required documents such as the registration certificate, driving license, police report to the insurer. The insurer will process the claim and make payment to the insured within the prescribed timelines by the IRDA. So most of the time you may have to submit the attested copies of important documents. Now the second type of claim, damage to the insured vehicle. Intimate accident to the insurer as well as the police. Cooperate with the surveyor to assess the loss. Remove the vehicle from the accident spot for repairs only with the permission of the insurer and the police. So all this requirements has to be compliant for getting your claim settled. The third, in addition to that, you have to submit the claim form along with all required documents such as the registration certificate, the driving license, the police report to the insurer. And based on the surveyor's report and the claim form, insurer will process the claim and make payment to the insured within the prescribed timeline by the IRDA. Now let us look at the third type of claim, theft of the insured vehicle. The first thing that needs to be done, intimate the theft to the insurer as well as to the police and the regional transport authority immediately. Cooperate with the surveyor to make the missing vehicle report. Submit the claim form along with all required documents such as the registration certificate, driving license, police report to the insurer. Based on the surveyor's report and the claim form, insurer will process the claim and make payment to the insured within the prescribed timelines by the IRDA. After the claim is passed, the insurer gets the right in the vehicle by principle of subrogation, and the insured will have to complete the required process. Now, a very important aspect in motor insurance is the deductibles. A deductible is a certain part of the claim amount to be paid by the insured. The deductible is calculated on per claim basis. For example, if the deductible is 10%, then the insured files a claim of 8,000 rupees, then the insured will have to pay 800 rupees as deductible, which makes the insured responsible. Insured should read the policy carefully and be aware about the percentage of deductible agreed between the insured and the insurer. The practice of levying deductible on the motor insurance is to inculcate a habit of taking care about a vehicle. Since every claim will attract deductible, the vehicle owner has to remain careful and ensure that he is not negligent in maintaining or driving his vehicle. Now finally, we'll come to the do's and don'ts of the motor insurance. In this slide, we are going to see what are the do's of motor insurance. Always buy motor insurance from the authorized dealers appointed by IRDA. Submit a duly filled and signed proposal form to the agent who possesses a license and displays identity card. Keep a copy of the proposal form and noting of all documents submitted. Before filing the proposal form, read the insurance product details carefully and decide which type of cover would be beneficial. So the most important takeaways from this slide is, buy motor vehicle insurance from authorized dealers only, and these authorized dealers has to be authorized by IRDA. Submit a duly filled form, proposal form, to the agent who possesses a license, not to any representatives of agents you may not know who actually are they representing for. Always keep a copy of proposal so that you are aware what submissions you have made. And before filing the proposal, read the product details so that when the policy is actually delivered to you, you will be finding all the details that were actually mentioned in the product brochure mentioned in your policy also. Some more do's are in the form of, if the insurance product details do not meet all the requirements, ask the agent for details on the add-on covers to meet your total requirements. The beauty of motor vehicle insurance is you can actually buy a customized policy. No doubt for add-on covers you'll have to pay additional premium, but if you feel that you require a more specific add-on cover, especially if you're covering the passengers or some more covers in different forms, then better ask the agent who will tell you about such coverage as well as the premiums that are to be paid. Show the original RC book, permit and driver's license and the required documents for verification, because most of the time this becomes the basis on which the insurance policy is issued. Compare the benefits of buying the policy from the agent or directly from the insurer's website. Nowadays, you have this facility of buying insurance policy directly from websites. This direct sales also gives you a lesser premium because the commission which otherwise has to be paid to the agent is saved when you buy a direct policy online on the insurer's website. So compare the benefits of buying the policy, the support you will get from the agent, or whether you can manage it buying directly from insurer's website and then decide whom to pay. Nowadays you can also make the payment online, so you get instant receipt for what insurance cover you have bought. Now let us understand to the don'ts for motor insurance. The first major don't is don't buy motor insurance from unauthorized agents, because what policy which you get may not have a valid cover. You, for the sake of a piece of paper, it would be a policy, but if you buy from unauthorized agents, then when the claim comes, your claim might not get settled. Second important don't is don't submit a blank proposal form. We have seen for every insurance contract there has to be an offer in the form of proposal, and when this proposal, you have duty of utmost good faith. So just for a blind faith on your agent or someone, you don't sign off the blank proposal form. Ensure that you fill in all details and then after you sign. If you have any doubts, you can ask your agent, you can ask the insurance company, but don't submit a blank proposal form duly signed by you. The third important don'ts: don't let the agent or any other person fill the proposal form, because sometimes for in a rush or because of lack of time, the agent may say he will fill up and he will ask your signature and later he may fill. Don't allow that to happen. Don't let the agent or any other person fill the proposal form, because when you are filling the form, you are aware what you are filling, and since you would be responsible for the information, it's better you fill the form rather than telling the agent to fill the form on your behalf. The next important don't is don't keep the policy without checking whether all the details as discussed with the agent and existing in the insurance product brochures are existing in the policy, because this is very important. Sometimes the product brochure may say something and the insurance policy might not include such provisions, and you may be presuming that the provisions which you saw in the product brochures will also be there. There should not be any presumption. The first things first that needs to be done is, as soon as the policy is delivered to you, check out all the provisions, whether it matches first the product brochure details and secondly the requirements on the basis of which you have bought that policy. The fourth important don't is don't forget to pay for premium before the due date for renewal of policy, because these are annual policies, actually live for 1 year or 12 months. And if you don't pay the premium within the liveness of the policy or before the expiry of the policy, then you won't get a fresh cover after the expiry of the policy and your claim may not be entertained after the policy is expired. So you'll have to ensure that your policy remains live for the entire period for which the car or the vehicle is running on the road, and especially in public places. Thank you.